Lucky boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And look, the new 414 Adidas are dropping this Saturday for 414 Day, and we want you to be locked in and on the wave that's going on right here in the city. Adidas is releasing limited edition suede sneakers in blue, yellow, red, and off-white, and they're bringing the heat just in time for the 414 Day celebration. But make sure you join Benjamin and Carrie Noni Juice live on site at Clicks in Sherwood, owned by Shakes. This will be this Saturday, April 12th, after the cleanup, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., giving away pairs of these exclusive Adidas. Let me tell you something. They looking powerful. They looking powerful. Curly Q says, here to try to win these kicks. You giving a pair away too. I'm giving a pair of these away. Y'all see it on the screen. If you watch it live, they right here in the front. They right here in the front. Y'all can see them. Hey, we giving away a pair live today on the show. So make sure y'all stay locked in and keep your ears open. Hey, look, we don't want you to miss your chance. We do not want you to miss your chance. So keep your ears open, because when we open up the lines, somebody will win a pair of these 414 Day special edition Adidas right here on the Tory Lowe Show. But I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this because we've been following this story. Y'all know this is something that's close to my heart. You know, this is one of the situations that's going on in the city that I've been dealing with for years. Once again, NPS led crisis. They finally calling it a crisis. I've been calling it a crisis for years. Parents address concerns in virtual town hall meeting. Milwaukee Public Schools hosted a virtual town hall on this Thursday, April 10th, to discuss the lead concerns. They tried to, you know, allow the parents to express how they feel. The Milwaukee Health Department began its investigation in January. We got some video, if you're watching as we broadcast live, we got some video, but once again, this is a situation that we got to pay attention to, because I'm telling you, the language is different. They're saying that it's a lead crisis. And if this is the case, it's been a crisis for years. For years. That have not been fully addressed for years. We got video. Let's listen.
Session. Parents of students who attend any of the seven MPS schools with lead issues, they got a chance to have their questions answered.
The district held a virtual town hall tonight. Fox 6's Sam Kramer is live in the newsroom. Sam, did we learn anything more about this remediation work?
Hi there, Ben and Bria. Neither MPS nor the city health department had updates on their timelines, the status of ongoing cleaning, or their action plan to deal with everything here. Three schools remain closed, and tonight, a mom whose daughter attends one of those schools says the frustration, it just keeps building.
Show him the Winnie the Pooh one. Oh,
yeah, at the Lucas family home in St. Francis.
And some narwhals.
The living room is part art museum.
Oh, blue whale.
It's that blue whale right there.
Part classroom.
Our kids thrive on predictability and reliability and consistency. And so to not be able to provide that to my daughter, and she's home with us, so she misses her friends.
Yeah, that's me and you.
For nearly a month, the Milwaukee Health Department and Milwaukee Public Schools have kept Fernwood Montessori School closed so they could address and remediate significant lead hazards.
They're fixing a problem that they found. That's wonderful.
That's what Lisa Lucas first thought, only to learn in a state DHS order that inspectors found the cleanup went wrong inside her daughter's classroom.
They didn't fix it. They, in fact, made it worse and put lead debris into my daughter's classroom while she was breathing that air. That was so frustrating and heartbreaking and infuriating.
Feelings shared through questions during a virtual town hall on lead remediation Thursday night.
We'd like some clarification around the budget. Who is paying for the lead cleanup and remediation costs?
No, one school, because they have lead, it's not coming out of your school budget.
But Superintendent Brenda Caselius, Health Commissioner Michael Todorides, and other administrators could not answer the pressing question.
Where's the timeline when schools are going to reopen? Why have y'all been so secretive about it? Can we just have open and clear communication that is proactive?
Oh, wow.
And several parents.
I've been asking for open and clear communication for a long, long time. I've been trying to get open and clear communication for a while now, for years. All I'm going to say is this. Right now is the time to make sure that every child that goes to NPS goes to get checked for lead. It's been the time. Matter of fact, it's past due. And many times when we see things in the news and the media, we probably been talking about it for years and years and years, but right now this is the fourth time this thing came around. So make sure y'all tapped into what's going on. This is the public school system. Tori, you do not have the right to skin. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. You don't have the right skin. I don't have the complexion for the connection. That's what you're trying to say. Oh, well, I had to get around that. I wouldn't be able to get nothing done if I went by that, Mo. I wouldn't get nothing done. I had to get around that. I never had the complexion for the connection, but I got around it. Trust me, it's a way around it. And I know how to do that. I know how to get around it. And had to take other routes. When the community didn't respond to a lot of things I was doing, I had to take another route. And I can't even tell y'all what that was. But I did. I know a lot of ways. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Bruh.
Trying to tell you. I done found out all the ways. I'm telling you. I'm going to find a way. Well, moving on, I'll tell you this. Make sure, if we don't leave this conversation with nothing else before I move on, make sure we getting our kids checked right now. Ask for a lead test. Many times y'all go to the checkup, y'all got to ask and request for the lead test. If they don't automatically try to test them, you ask for the lead test. Okay? All right. As we move on, hey, if y'all watching live, y'all can see these beautiful pair of Adidas in front of me. These are the new color waves for 414 Day right here in the city. Salute to Eric Shake James from Clicks for having these shoes to be able to be released in our community. I'm telling you right now, and on the tongue, they got an ocean on the tongue with fishes in the tongue to represent Lake Michigan. They suede. Yep, that's suede. That's suede. They are suede sneakers in blue, yellow, red, and off-white. We're going to be giving a pair away, Truth Nation. We're going to give a pair of these lovely sneakers that are designed by Shake right here in the city, some original. If y'all want some originals, a lot of his releases are original to Milwaukee. And I'm going to tell you right now, I got to get these blue ones. I got to get these blue and yellow ones. These the ones I'm getting. I'm going to have these on when I go to the Brewers game. These my Brewer ones. I'm going to call them my Brewer ones. I like them. I think they dope. But once again, we will be giving away a pair. Also, Shake will be in studio today to discuss what's going on for 414 Day. Also, Ben Jammin' and Carry Noni Juice will be broadcasting live from Clicks in Sherwood. And it's going to be an amazing time. This is after the cleanup. After the cleanup at 1, from 1 to 3 p.m. So, and what I'm going to tell you right now, you do not want to change that dial, because we're going to be giving away a pair of Adidas, these 414 day ones Adidas that's dropping Saturday. We're going to have them on the show for anybody that call in and win. So make sure you keep your arse open, because it's going to go down. It's going down on the show today. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Pull up, like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up.
Step in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, this a clock.
Truth Nation, who's looking for a deal? Well, Cousin Subs has a better deal just for you. Cousin's new $10 meal deal is now available online only. Choose between a 7.5-inch ham and provolone, turkey breast or veggie sub, a bag of chips or regular fry, a regular fountain beverage, and a cookie at CousinSubs.com or on the mobile app for just $10. Now, that's a better deal. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Available at participating locations only. Offer is subject to change without notice. Hey, look, we got a lot going on this weekend, and salute to Cousins for feeding the crowd tomorrow at the cleanup. Hey, look, hopefully you registered so we can put your count in. I'm going to tell you this, it's going to be powerful. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is going to be amazing. It's already looking like it's going to be a beautiful day. I cannot wait to see you outside. I got a lot of people calling me, hey, Tory, you know, I want to be a part of it. I say, just come out. We're going to have supplies for you. We're going to just go out, do the job, get it done, have a great time, fellowship, and serve. Ooh, I'm trying to tell you, this is powerful. I remember when I first started, I got a video. I didn't even want to play the Facebook video, DJ Brother Z. I got a video of when I didn't even know what to do. When I first, like, started trying to figure it out, I went to the store. I told my son, okay, we finna clean up these neighborhoods. I went to the store and got my own bags. I didn't think it was going to be that much. You know, I thought it was going to be a lot. So, I got a box. That box of trash bags went quicker than you could say Ambersol, faster than you could say Ambersol. I couldn't believe it. It was that much on the ground. And the one beautiful thing about cleaning up is when you get out there, and I was knocking on doors, families started coming out and the children started coming out. I got a picture of these kids, if y'all watching as we broadcast live. I remember when we went over in their neighborhood and helped clean the community. And the beautiful thing about this picture is, and this was at least 2016 or 2015 when this picture was taken. One of those kids, I seen one of those kids later on and they talked to me about that cleanup. But at the time when I went over to the neighborhood, it was messy. When we got it clean, the corner store came out with juices. Like, you know, I didn't even go to the corner store and ask them to do anything. We just went over there and we let them know we was doing a cleanup, but the corner store came out with juice, chips, and things for the kids. And I remember thinking, like, wow, look how when the community comes together on something positive, everybody responds well. Everybody starts to feel good about that neighborhood. And the corner store people, I never asked anybody to do anything. You know, I don't go in there and be like, hey, we doing this. You in our neighborhood. You got to give us this much X, Y, and Z. No, I ain't never did that. What I did was I gave people an opportunity to be a part of something that's great. That's it. I only gave them the opportunity to be a part of something that's powerful. And so those children was able to clean their neighborhood, have a positive experience in their neighborhood, and saw that the community just organically came together. It was powerful. It was powerful to watch. Stick that picture back up once again. I mean, if y'all just chiming in, look at this. Look at the children. Look at the way that when we talk about the youth today, but look at these children. They came out. They were very proud of what they were doing in the community. And then, you know, that little, you know, tater chip, that little soda, you know, a lot of people, whatever y'all diets are, whatever. But at the time, these people were out here cleaning their neighborhoods and they felt a lot of pride in protecting their community. And I'm going to tell you this, is what we out here doing this tomorrow. We're going to get out here in these neighborhoods, have a great time. And we're going to have a great amount of pride because once we get done cleaning the community, what else can we do? What is the next thing that we can do as a group to make change? I know a lot of people, they try to rally us for the voting and okay, you know, whatever, you know, election time, everybody out in the streets, but then they go back home. But this is a day-to-day lifestyle. We got to create a community-based lifestyle that we're resources for each other. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing is becoming a resource for each other, letting each other know that we're willing to work to make something happen, make something change. If we can change the community the way it looks, what else can we do? Maybe we have to go and change the law. You know how many laws I done changed in the state of Wisconsin? You know what I mean? You know, from just starting from the bottom. Hey, I didn't have the people that come on and talked about that. They didn't came on and talked about all of that. But what we're talking about is the ground foundation of serving each other. That was powerful. A lot of times I get a little tear because I didn't know. I'm going to tell you, if y'all would have told me I would have been what I was today, I would have told you I wouldn't have believed it. I mean, I had trust. I trusted, you know, in my purpose. But if y'all are going to ask me from cleaning up the blocks and serving the blocks like that I would have came up like this. I didn't take no money. I didn't ask nobody to do nothing. I just worked together with the people that requested my services, and we got at it. That's what happened. So when people come and say you need this and you need that to get things done, I know they're lying because I didn't have none of it. And I'm doing the most. I'm doing the most. And that's why I don't sit around in meetings. That's why I don't sit around and listen to all this extra. We finna get to work. I'm a person that we gotta do some work. I ain't got time for all that. You know, I don't do none of that. I don't do no meetings. I don't do none of that. I ain't never did none of that. They ain't even seen me do none of that because we was too busy out there doing the real work. That's why I'm happy I got a radio show so we can get out here and get involved so we can all see what the real work look like. And it don't look like none y'all see on TV. Yeah, DJ Brothers, you got it up. Oh, I hate to even put this out here. But
it's your last chance then.
I gotta show y'all how raw it was. Excuse me, but this was years ago. I was just trying to figure it out. It was Tory Lowe in his rawest form. But here we go. If y'all watch it as we broadcast live, we got some Facebook video. Is it some sound on it, DJ Brother Z?
It was. One second.
Hold on. Let him get the sound. That give y'all a little bit of a chance to tap in. If y'all in the chat, let me know. This is Tory Lowe back in the day. When I first, it wasn't like it was now. It was the beginning. Lana Banana said, it's okay, Tory. You may shed a tear. We family. No judgment here. No, it's powerful. What's happening is powerful. Somebody, JB says, I grew up on 36 in Clark, and we had a block captain, had block parties, cleaned the neighborhood, and barbecue. It's crazy Tory has to organize one. Yeah. A lot of the old ways, you know, they went down the drain. But we here to revitalize it, JB. We're here to revitalize them old principles. We upgrading it.
Well, if we maybe it wasn't meant to play it. But if you can't find the if it ain't no audio on it, if you can't get the audio,
I could probably just do the audio.
Okay, do the audio then. Okay, man, you trying to really put this out here. I this is the first time when I ever did a cleanup. I didn't know. I'm telling you, I was green. I mean, not even cleaning up, just dealing with the community. I had made a decision that I had the vision. This is beforehand. You got some audio? Do we got the audio up? DJ Brothers, he working on the audio. I'm trying to tell you right now. Hold on. Not really a city girl. You ain't. Don't. The video ain't got no audio on it. Oh, wow. Yeah, nah, we ain't going to play it. That's God.
I'm gonna play it when you least expect
God,
it. Don't
that's
worry.
God saying don't play it. Because that. Let me go to the lines. Brian, you're on the new
Save by the phone.
1017 The Truth, tap in.
Yeah, what's up, Tori? Love your show, man.
Yeah, bless
I'll be
brother,
at your cleanup tomorrow.
Thank you, brother.
I want to say you're right. If you got the positive mindset to get things done, things get done. But I want to say thank you to Greg Commerson for funding a radio station like this.
Right.
We don't never take pause and give that man no thanks for what he's doing. Mm-hmm. For him to go up against, and we know what he is and we know what he represents.
Right.
But for him to go up against what he going up to let black folks speak the truth. Mm. Is amazing. So we have got to give thanks to that dude for giving you a place to speak, giving right. The rest of the guys a place to speak, all of that. So yeah, we got to thank them Jewish folks. I swear, we really got to thank them.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, when we first had the conversation, he talk about it all the time. You know, I was hesitant to say what's going on. Like, okay, how y'all trying to do this? You know what I mean? Because they used to always give our stories in a box, you know.
Right.
They always put a cap on what we could say. So salute to Craig Commerson. No, he didn't put no cap on nothing.
He didn't put no cap on nothing.
So didn't.
And that's just amazing for somebody to do something like
that's
that.
That's powerful.
But, I just want to... say that the cleanup is good and all of that,
mm-hmm.
but we have to do more things than clean up after that's over.
Well, hold on. Take it one thing at a time, because we got plenty call to actions. Like I said, this is something that's symbolic. We had five call to actions this year already. Real things that go on. So, like I said, you got to look at it for what it is, because you're talking to Tory Lowe. And it's about five call to actions that had already went off. So
right.
This is just something that's symbolic.
You know what I want to ask you, because you were talking about that guy from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Nipsey Hussle?
Right, and his girl, Lauren London.
Yeah, maybe I'm behind times, and it's a little bit off subject. But please, before he died, did anybody hear of him? I was looking at this.
He was about to win a Grammy. I think he was up for a Grammy, his record, his album.
I never heard anything about this guy.
He was big on the West Coast. He was really big on the West Coast. He was really big in California, and he was starting to break into the open market. And then his album, that last album he made, actually got nominated for a Grammy. So he was just starting to hit his peak.
So he did exist, because I was looking at this. You ever heard of this thing called Reddit?
The app?
It's an alternative news article.
Right.
And it's called Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be, because you know I go down the rabbit hole about things.
Yeah.
They happen to be speaking about this guy never even existed before he died.
No, Nipsey was real. Nipsey was definitely real.
Yeah.
You may have went down the wrong rabbit hole with that.
Yeah, I really
because even when I was in Minnesota, I knew who Nipsey was. So, and he was moving around.
As long as you knew,
he was running with the rollers.
Okay,
hey Brian, hey Tori, if y'all don't mind me, I just want to throw this out there, because I just got done watching a lot of the Big U documentary on YouTube. So one thing, because everybody's talking about and speculating about Big U killing Nipsey Hussle. I want to throw this idea out there for you, Brian, and anybody out there listening. One of the last words that Nipsey Hussle had said when he had got shot, he said, is that "you got me." Everybody interpreted it as "you," like saying it's another character, but nobody interpreted it as "Big U had got me." All right, so you guys go down that rabbit hole, think about it for a moment, and simmer on that.
Because, who was the Eric Holder guy?
Well, Eric Holder could have got sent by Big U, though. Eric Holder could have got sent by Big U. Big U was in control of all of this rolling 60s. So,
boy, that is the craziest thing. But I'm telling you, I'm a lot older than y'all, but I remember rap when it was at its purest form in the 79 and 80s. So for it to come this far, it's some stuff that is just unbelievable to me. But thank goodness we got y'all truth seekers there to get me straight.
Well, the other conspiracy was that he was going to put out a lot of the documentary, Dr. Sebi, and he was working on that documentary, and that was his project. So that never came out. And then I guess Nick Cannon was supposed to take up the project, and I never seen it come out. So that was when he passed away. A lot of people was pointing to that, but like I said, him and Big U had a contract together. I guess Big U was managing him, and I guess the contract was 10 years, and they said that last album was the 10th year. That's why he named it The Final Lap, because now he's free of all contracts, and that's when the situation took place where, you know, he was shot in front of the Marathon, in front of his store. So, hey, like I said, it's a lot going on with that situation, but prayers go up to everybody that's been affected. Yeah, Nipsey Hussle was definitely real. So let's make sure that we, Shake is on his way in. He just came through. Okay, we about to run the break. And when we come back, we'll have Eric Shake James in studio. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklins and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right, I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got guests in the studio. The new 414 Adidas are dropping this Saturday for 414 Day, and we want you to hop on the wave, literally.
Yes,
on
sir.
On the wave. Adidas is releasing a limited edition suede sneaker in blue, yellow, and red, and off-white. And look, it's going to be powerful, 414 Day. We got Shake in the building.
Yes, sir.
Look, Shake, it's going down. We got the shoes in studio. If we're watching as we broadcast live, if y'all watching, we got the shoes. What's going on? This is like something annual that you've been doing.
Yes. Yes.
But we got a new design.
There you go.
What's happening?
Man, just wanted to make sure the city got good representation, you know, so people can have pride in Milwaukee. You know, we got the Lake Michigan on the tongue. You know, we got the cheese on the tongue, something that we known for.
Yes.
I made one shoe watercolor blue. And the other one is telling the story of the old original Milwaukee flag that's from like 1842, you know.
Now, so let me tell you this. I was trying to tell somebody, you got representation of Lake Michigan on the tongue.
Yes, sir.
Where you got the waves and fish.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This is original to Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
Like, this, these sneakers are, when they see these sneakers, these Milwaukee's.
100%.
I ain't never seen that kind of shoe where you say, okay, this is so unique and so crafted to represent the city with all the different things that you put on the shoe.
Exactly.
That's powerful, Shay.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what I'm saying? I love them, man. They've been well received, man. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just really excited, you know, for the city to get them. You know, we gave some away to some kids earlier today, so they were super excited up at Seaford Elementary. So, you know, we're going to keep it going,
and we're
going
to be giving away a pair today on the Tory Lowe Show. Hey.
Let's give away two pair, Tory Lowe.
Two pair?
Let's give away. You know what? 414. Hold let's on. Give away, let's give hold away four on. Pair. Let's give away four pair. How about that?
Whoa, hold on.
Let's do that.
Whoa, hold on. Let's okay, do that. Hey, look. Y'all hearing it live. We giving away four pair of 414 day one sneakers on the Tory Lowe Show. Look, Shake. Maybe we'll do a pair right now. We're going to do a pair right now. We ain't going to do it all at once. We ain't going to do it all at once. During this interview, we're going to take our time. We're going to do it.
Okay.
One by one. Four pair.
Okay, let's do four pair.
We're going to open up the lines, 833-212-1017. If you are caller number 10, oh, no, wait a minute, not 10, 4. Caller number 4, you'll get the first pair of 414 Adidas day ones, courtesy of Clicks. Shake, you doing it again.
Yes, sir.
You always, you missed the 414 right now. Hey, 833-212-1017. Caller number 4. We'll get the original colorway, suede, blue, yellow, red, or off-white. Do they get to choose which one?
Yeah, they can choose.
Either one. Hey, put them through. When they get on the lines, put them through.
Yeah, put them through.
Hey, this was happening then. And you got guests with you.
Yes, I got a big dog guest.
Look, I heard this person at work with some of the best.
Some of the biggest.
When it comes to fashion.
There you go.
That's powerful. Who we got in the building?
Alexander John. I call him the mad scientist, man.
Alexander John. Come up. Let people know the big dog is in the building. What's happening then?
What's going on, everybody?
Alexander John, look, you've worked with a lot of people. Who sticks out?
Man, of course, you know, we got Jay-Z. Put shoes on Beyonce. Put shoes on Nip. I did Nip's first shoes.
Oh, wow. And we were just talking about Nip.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've had some really amazing opportunities, man. Chris Brown in his prime, you know, Usher. I've worked with Usher. I've been blessed to do this for 20 plus years, man. I've been making a living off creativity.
Let me tell you something. It's a blessing to have you in the studio. But you and Shake are together. I know y'all up to something. I know y'all to some.
Absolutely, man.
Spill the beans.
Listen, man. Shake is a real one, man. Shake is a real one. And community work we're both passionate about. So when he said, hey, listen, I'm doing something in the city, I'm like, listen, get me there. I'm doing it. So we're going to be customizing tomorrow at the store. We're going to be doing sneakers with custom 414 decals. Only made. You can only get them on this day. You can get them customized onto your sneakers. So that'll be at the store tomorrow. We're actually cooking up fresh originals. So you can actually, on top of the shoes being one of one, we about to make them one of none.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That sounded powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, who we got on the lines? Marquise, hey, you are a winner of some original. Day one, 414.
Hey.
Adidas dropping this Saturday. What's happening then?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm geeked. I'm super geeked. Long time listener. I seen Shake shoes on sneakernews.com. They was talking about it online and everything, man. So I'm very geeked and very happy and appreciative.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, look. What you going to do when you put on these shoes? Where you going with them? Where you?
I got them to my wife. I gave them to my wife. I gave it to my wife.
What's
I got
up?
Her size so she can have them.
Happy wife, happy life.
Hey, look, it works out.
Yes, sir. You already know it.
Well, I appreciate you for calling in. Anything you want to say to Shake?
Yes, man. Thank you for putting on for the city, man. I really appreciate it, man. Keep doing what you're doing and all your endeavors, man.
Man, just keep doing it, man.
Love is love, brother. I appreciate you.
All right, Marquis. Salute. Yes, sir. Salute. Salute. Hey, happy wife, happy life. Hey. She might give you a little surprise.
Yeah, it
sounded powerful. Hey, you know what? We gonna run it back. It was just a lot. We gonna do one more before we run the break. We gonna give out another pair. Caller number four right now. 833.
Caller number 14. Let's be 14.
Caller number 14. 14. Oh, to finish it out.
There you go.
Caller number 14 will get some day ones. 414 Adidas Edition dropping Saturday original to Milwaukee, to the city. Caller number 14. You better hurry up, man. You better get that phone because the lines is lit. You got to be quick on the draw. If you in the chat, you got to have your phone ready. You got to get your phone ready now. 833-212-1017. What made you go into doing shoes, Shake?
Into design?
Yeah, just designing shoes. You know, I know my Adidas, Run DMC, you carrying on the legacy because those were your close partners.
That's family. That's family.
The
yes.
people that you came in the game and showed you a lot of the game, and you're continuing on the legacy. But why the shoes? Like, okay, I'm finna do these shoes. I'm finna get Milwaukee in the space where we can have a shoe that's ours.
Yeah, I just always thought that, you know, like as a store owner, that's kind of like the pinnacle that you want to get to. You want to have your own store with your own shoe with your own store. And so when I designed the first ones, the day ones, you know, those was received so well. And then the real story behind this is that I was on a call with Adidas and we were talking about they was finishing up a call. Then I got on a call. They said, hold on. And they was like, oh, so we got to hurry up and get ready for 313 day. And I said, what's 313 day? And they said, oh, they doing a shoe for Detroit. And I said, well, why? Milwaukee don't have a shoe. And they said, because you never designed it. And I said, well, let's get to it then. You know, and so then the first one I designed, you know, like the it was cream, OG Bucks colorway, brick tongue for the Cream City brick. And then I put the insole with all the things that's known in Milwaukee, you know, the beer, the bowling, the cheese, the home bridge, the lighthouse, things like that. And so that one got well received, you know, last year. And so I was like, I said, I got to run it back. You know what I'm saying? So I was in New York and I was looking in, I was in a fashion house and the guy was showing me the shirts. Then he showed me the jackets. And then I said, well, what's over there? He said, it's the shorts over there. And he said, but you don't need to see that. Y'all don't got water in Milwaukee. And I said, what? I said, man, we off the Great Lakes. Is you crazy? So I went over there and looked at the shorts, and then it's
Are
just
you out
like
of your
so
damn
many,
mind.
And it's just so many of my friends, man, that when they come here, they think we gonna land, you know, on an airplane, and then we gonna drive 30 minutes through some weeds and, you know, cows and chickens before you actually get
right.
to Milwaukee.
They thought
and they
Laverne
have
and
no,
Shirley was
yes,
over
they have no clue
Happy
what's
day.
Really yes, they have no clue what's really going on out here. And then when they come out here, they say, oh, I get it now. I understand. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I just wanted the city to have good representation, man, because Milwaukee's dope. It's
well,
really
you're doing
is.
A great job because it's a lot of things that when we talk about the city and adding just a fashion idea that's custom to our city, that's worldwide recognized, you know, that's powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
You're bringing a lot to the table right here, you know, when you talk about originality.
Yes.
You know, you design the shoe. Like I said, it got fishes on with the lake. Like, so when you go down to the lakefront.
There you go.
You know, we by the lake.
There you go.
A lot of people don't know, you know, when they say Milwaukee, what is that? You know, but I think now Milwaukee's starting to make a huge splash in a lot of different areas.
Agreed.
They even doing our dances now. You know?
Agreed.
So they need the shoes on.
Agreed. But, you know, it's all about having the right people around you. Like, you know, Alexander John, you know,
right.
he definitely is a guy that I feel like is pushing me, but he's pushing me in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Hey, look, everybody need an Alexander John around. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Put that on the shirt.
Because I'll tell you this. The change of energy when brothers are together, united.
Yes.
And actually really in tune on one accord. A lot can get done.
Yes.
Hey, look.
Yes.
Who we got on the lines, DJ Brother Z?
Craig.
Craig?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, Craig, you got a pair of new 414 Adidas that's dropping
Man.
This Saturday. Hey, you got the day ones, the new Color Wave, limited edition suede sneakers in blue, yellow, red, or and off-white. Which ones you want? The blue suede or the blue. Off-white?
Yeah, the blue. Ooh, yeah, the blue.
Why are you choosing the blue?
Man, that's Milwaukee all day.
Hey. There you go, man. There you go.
That's what I'm. That's those the ones I've been eyeing this whole time.
Yeah, the blue ones is dope.
Hey,
they all both of those look dope, but the blue ones is they special. You got to rock those.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna put mine away. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put mine in the glass.
Yeah, hey.
Nah, don't put them in the glass. You got to wear them.
Well,
I'm
gonna wear them one day. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get them outside for a little bit when I go to the Brewers game. Hey, but I'm out the box.
I
want to
see if I can get Eric to. I want to see if I can get Eric to sign mine on the bottom.
Ooh, signature.
So
100. Yep, 100.
Word.
Okay, no, well.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for tapping in. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Go. Yeah. That's a vibe. She wanna vibe. That's a vibe. Yeah.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. The new 414 Adidas are dropping this Saturday for 414 Day. And look, we need you to hop on the wave. Adidas is releasing limited edition suede sneakers in blue, yellow, red, and off-white. And look, we're giving away two more pairs right now. We got Shake in studio. He has a store, Clicks in Sherwood. And I'm telling you right now, this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Ben Jammin' and Carrie Noni Juice will be broadcasting live.
Yes, sir.
From Clicks.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
Look, let me tell you this. What should people expect when they come out to the store?
They should expect we got some good food from Toya's Kitchen.
Oh, Toya's Kitchen.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to fast until I get that toy.
Yeah. Hey. And we're going to have Alexander John in there doing those customized designs. We're going to have a tattoo person on site, you know, giving out some tattoos. It's all 414 related.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Tattoos?
Yes.
414?
Yes, sir.
Can I pay a little extra to get a crown on mine?
Come on with it.
Hey. All
Come
right.
on with it.
We going in. We going in like
yes, sir. It's gonna be a good time. Like it's gonna be way. More than just it's gonna be more than just, you know, releasing a shoe. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be good.
But you always throw events where things kinda you know, you always got a little extra.
Yeah, because I want to try to build that community.
Right.
Cause that's how you really win. That's the real win, building community.
Mm-hmm. And now when we talk about just the culture, you know, where do you see this going in the culture in the future when as we move on to the next and keep the ideal of the culture, the community going. I mean, you always doing something. When I look on your page, I just be like, okay, there goes Shake, talking to the kids, having kids actually design ideas.
We just did that today.
I mean, that is amazing.
Yep, we just did that today.
I seen that and I was like, what is the concept behind it? Are you taking some of those designs or are you just letting them know that, hey, you can create?
I want them to know they can create. I want them to dream big, man. You know, it's a big world out here. It's a world bigger than Milwaukee. But they gotta learn that they can dream big, you know. So today when we had them design the shoes, it was about 414 inspiration. So it was like, what does 414 mean to you? Some of them drew the corner store. Some of them was drawing the skyline. Some of them was drawing the Bucks. Mm-hmm. You know, this one girl drew a pair of sneakers and just put change the world on it.
Mm.
How crazy is that? Change the world.
Hey. And,
damn.
And to tell you the truth, for them to be that young, that's why I say
exactly.
It's best to put those ideas and instill those ideas while they're young, you know, so they can grow up and grow into those ideas to make the changes. And you're doing a lot of things with these young people and you're showing them, hey, you can not only touch this shoe, you can create this shoe, you can make this shoe.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, because, you know, they taught me to go buy the Jordan.
Mm, see, I want to teach them to go make it.
That's powerful.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, caller number 4, we're giving away another pair a day ones, the new Adidas 414 Adidas dropping Saturday. You call her number 4. And call her number 14.
There you go.
Call her number 4 and call her number 14. 833-212-1017. Shake, when you look at the community and you look at the conditions right now, you know, what can you say to the community to let them know that, hey, we're here and we're going to continue to do the work?
You know, we just got to keep on trying to uplift one another, you know, and work together. You know, that's how you really build a community, being a good neighbor, you know, being a good person, stuff like that. You know, I know it's rough right now.
Right.
You know, I know it's rough right now, but we can't give up. Like, once you give up, then the fight is over. You got to keep moving forward, man. You got to keep moving forward.
Mm. I'll tell you this. When you see brothers working together, it's powerful, Shake.
There you go.
Hey, look, when y'all came in here, I could feel the energy. I know y'all was up to something. But look, when we come back, look, I want to talk to the winners. I want the winners to say, you know, give their thanks. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.